Hi everyone, it's Judy. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. Today's guest is an EMC guru and he's known as the EMC doctor. He teaches around the world about EMI and EMC issues, and he's going to talk about why those issues have really come to originate now because of high speeds at the board level. He's going to help you troubleshoot, he's going to give you some tips and tricks, and then we're going to refer you to a whole litany of resources that you can tap into to save you a lot of time and headache. Hope you'll enjoy this podcast with Ken Wyatt of Wyatt Technical Services. Enjoy. Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media. Well, hi, Ken Wyatt. Thank you so much for joining us today on the On Track podcast. It's good to see you again.
It's my pleasure.
So for our audience, Ken Wyatt and I have been connected on LinkedIn for a long time, but we had never met in person. So when I was at Design Con a few weeks back, we connected and actually got to meet in person. And I walked into this classroom and he had the coolest setup. He's obviously an EMC, you know, consultant and specialist, and he was teaching a class there. And I walked in, he has a lab coat, a stethoscope, you know, the thing on his head, and he is the EMC doctor. And so he had a neat camera pointing at a board, and he had the oscilloscope, and he had this fantastic, you know, he was talking, but then he was illustrating with this cool little camera setup and everything, and really showing people in real time, you know, how these things look. So I want to introduce you to Ken Wyatt, the EMS doctor, and I think you're going to enjoy today. So Ken, tell us a little bit about your background in the industry, a little bit about Wyatt Technical Service, and how you became the EMC doctor.
Well, so my background was originally in the aerospace industry for about 10 years as a designer, everything from microwaves to DC converters. And I managed to get my foot in the door at Hewlett-Packard as an EMC engineer and for the division of oscilloscopes here in Colorado Springs, where I'm based. And So that was interesting. I had an RF and microwave background, and it transferred pretty well to EMC or electromagnetic compatibility. And so I developed some training for in-house and gave that all over the world. And that was a great experience. And in 2008, I decided to retire myself a little early. And I'm now consulting for the past 10 plus years. And the live demos is distinctive as far as my seminars go. Not too many instructors use live demos, and it's kind of neat. As far as my EMC doctor branding, it's really part of branding. And so, you know, I figure we should have a little fun during the seminars, and so that's how I usually get introduced. Funny story, and when I was speaking at GCon in Israel, I was the last speaker in a two-day conference, and so when I was introduced, I came out with my doctor get up, and it just broke up the whole audience, because up to that point, it had been fairly serious, and here's this character coming out all dressed up as a doctor. So that's just part of my routine now.
Well, it definitely makes you memorable and it sticks, and it definitely put a smile on my face, so I could see how that would work. Especially like you said,
Well, we have fun.
it's especially as you said, we can get really serious about ourselves, in the technical industry. So I think people really do enjoy having a little bit of fun and entertainment. For our listeners, I want to let you know up front that I'm putting a ton of resources in the show notes that you're definitely going to want to go after. Ken is an author, a speaker, he does webinars, and you're going to really want to tap into that. So just want to give you, in case you're driving to work or you're finishing your workout, make sure I wanted to send you there before you might run out of time to listen. So tell us a little bit about the work that Wyatt Technical Services does when you're consulting now.
Well, a big part of the business is design reviews for clients. I've been blessed to have a whole string of clients through the years, hundreds of companies, and so we do design reviews. We do troubleshooting, help them do troubleshooting, sometimes remotely, sometimes on site. I can also take their products here into my office and do quite a bit of probing and that sort of thing to try and figure out some mitigations. And I also do pre-compliance testing and show clients how to do that at their own facilities. And that's often a very time-consuming thing to be troubleshooting back and forth to, between their site and the compliance test lab, which is usually a third party. And so by teaching them how to do their own radiated emissions, for example, in-house is a very time and cost-saving thing to do. So that's something we add into our training.
Well, I see you posting. I've been sort of a Ken Wyatt fan for a long time. I see the resources that you post, and I really like it. Briefly touch on the book that you mentioned to me earlier, Ken.
Oh, sure. Patrick Andre and I, Patrick is a fellow consultant in Seattle. And the two of us were chatting one time at the IEEE EMC symposium and kind of commiserating about the fact that a lot of our clients have the same issues repeatedly. And so we decided to co-author a book. This is it, the EMI Troubleshooting Cookbook for Product Designers. We wrote it for people who are designing products that don't necessarily understand EMC, and it's been a very popular book among designers, and actually was voted among the top eight EMC-related books by In Compliance magazine. So that was a real neat thing. Took us 18 months to do that book, and we were glad it was over, but it's been a real help to our clients.
That's awesome. And to our listeners, again, below, I shared Ken Wyatt, or you can just go look at it. He has a great Amazon author page, or he has some of his publications there. So I recommend that as well.
Yeah, my website is emc-seminars.com, and a lot of the show links are in that website if you'd like to order the books or check out some of the technical papers and so
Yeah,
forth.
great. So you and I were chatting about sort of the sort of prevailing problems du jour of EMC and EMI. And can you sort of give us an idea of specifically, since our listeners are PCB design engineers, what are prevailing sort of trends or things that you're seeing now relative to board design? And I think you mentioned something about stack ups. Could you touch on that briefly?
Sure. You know, a couple decades ago, the EMC issues were more system level issues, like you know, where do you connect the shield on your cables, and you know, shielding, bonding, and grounding kinds of issues. Now with the higher clock and data rates, it seems like the PC board is really the heart of most EMI and EMC issues today. And unfortunately, designers are still using PC board layout and stack up that was okay one or two decades ago, but today you cannot use those old rules and habits. And so, you know, it seems to be all about the PC board now, and the layout and the stack up especially. Designers don't understand. You know, we weren't educated properly in college.
Well, yeah.
The assumption was always, you know, signals were the flow of electrons and copper traces or wires. And that's true at DC, but when you go to AC or you know, transient or high frequency designs, you have to realize that the signals or the signal energy is propagated through the dielectric space between the microstrip and the return plane. And so that really dictates the stack up today. And so, you know, an example that I run into frequently, a lot of product designers are incorporating wireless and cellular and GPS into their products. And, you know, there's a trend, more and more products are being designed for mobile use and smaller PC boards. And so any EMI that's generated on the board tends to get into the sensitive receivers of the cellular modules and GPS modules, and it actually desenses or makes them less sensitive to reception. And so that's a big problem with a lot of my clients today.
So do you think sort of the astronomical rise of the Internet of Things or the Internet of Everything is really, you know, making this a problem area?
Oh, definitely. Most of my recent clients now are producing IoT devices. A recent one I worked on was a video camera system used by law enforcement. And the board was only 2 by 3 centimeters in size. Mm-hmm. And they're cramming all this technology onto that board. It's double-sided, and you have video camera coming in and GPS and multiple LTE cellular bands and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and all this stuff. And it's the antennas are just, you know, millimeters from the circuit board. you know, a product like that can be very challenging when you have energy sources like DC to DC converters and digital and processing and memory bus noise and stuff. So it's a big challenge today.
Yeah. And so is it also the speed? I mean, like you said earlier, you know, I've heard this from Lee Ritchie, Rick Hartley, Steve Sandler, just talking about because of the speed as well as wireless, like all the rules that we used to be able to ignore, we can't ignore anymore, right? And you were...
Well, that's true. Yeah. You know, when I was first designing circuits, we were using wire wrap technology.
I remember wire wrap.
Everything point-to-point, you know, wires. Now, you know, and the clock speeds back then were in the megahertz, like, you know, 20 or 40 megahertz. And you could get away with messing up your PC board design. Today, you can't do that. You know, you really have to rely understanding the physics of PC boards and how signals propagate, and being able to use CAD programs like Altium to design your boards correctly to begin with is a big plus.
So obviously DesignCon is a great conference and there's so much to learn there. What advice would you give to, you know, I feel like this disconnect is so ubiquitous and pervasive, and I have so much compassion for, you know, EEs, they're laying out their boards and it's like shooting in the dark, you know. How do you get up to speed besides plug into all of Ken Wyatt's stuff or go to DesignCon? I know it's the $60,000 question, but I'm just wondering.
Conferences like DesignCon are helpful. That's you know, the best of the best designers attend there. So the training that you would get at DesignCon is excellent. There's a handful of us that are training in EMC and incorporating PC board design as part of that. You mentioned Rick Hartley, also Dan Beaker mm-hmm. from NXP Semiconductor is a good PC board designer and trainer. And so, you know, it's hard because these kind of subjects are not taught in the universities. Mm-mm. And it's hard to convince the administration to add even more topics to the basic yeah. engineering that they're already teaching. And so there's a lot of reasons why it's tough. One of the universities, Missouri University of Science and Technology,
okay,
has an excellent program for upper graduate level and postgraduate students mm-hmm. in EMC. They actually have an EMC lab that's a separate building.
That's amazing.
And they actually have figured out how to fund that, and the funding is kind of an issue for a lot of colleges.
Yeah.
And so they partner with major corporations. The corporations have various issues with their product development, and so they'll let the students study and figure out the problems and the mitigations, and in turn will fund the university program in EMC. So there's a handful of universities around the world that incorporate EMC training, but
so there's hope.
Few and far.
Yeah, not enough, but that's encouraging to hear that that's starting to happen. So could you give us some examples, maybe from your own some case studies of situations to sort of put some meat on the bones of what we've been talking about? You know, I'm sure you've seen a few war stories along the way.
Gosh, you know, there are several wireless devices, vehicle trackers, and even trackers, GPS trackers for your animals. I worked on a dog tracker for a company in Portugal. Actually.
That's interesting. So,
and of course, their PC board was like 1.5 by 1.5 centimeters, which is really tiny.
Wow.
But, a lot of times it's all about the stack up.
Mm.
If you don't get the signal traces adjacent to the return plane, then you're going to get all kinds of coupling within the board. And that's where very often where the trouble lies. So there's that. I also deal with something called radiated immunity, where a product needs to be designed to withstand two-way radio and other high-power transmitters. Uh-huh. For example, ambulance equipment. Some of the medical equipment requires higher immunity levels of RF transmission. And so there's one product, a medical product I worked on. It was a blood transfusion machine. And that's the neat thing about consulting in EMC, because you get to work on so many different kinds of products. This blood transfusion machine had some pump motors on it. They were supposed to turn about, you know, a few turns per second. And when it was being tested at certain frequencies, and it turned out to be frequencies right in the LTE cellular band, is probably not great. two of these motors took off at 10,000 RPM during the test.
Oh, boy.
And that's probably fast enough to suck the blood right out of your patient. Well, anyway, so they'd been working weeks on this, and I developed simple characterizing tests, one of which is you introduce a localized RF field through a small probe, and probe around their circuit boards and wiring and things. And as soon as I got the probe near each of these motors, they'd take off at 10,000 RPM.
That's crazy.
And so, you know, they've been working for weeks, going back and forth to the compliance test lab, and we had it all figured out within 2 hours, and had it mitigated and fixed. So.
And how long did they work on that before they called you?
Weeks. It was like 3 months.
Oh my,
worth of effort.
I can't believe how much money, besides the headache and frustration, how much money that would save a company, you know?
Yes. Well, and a lot of these little tricks and techniques are described in our book. Patrick Andre and I co-authored together. So that's been very helpful.
Oh, good.
And,
good. Yeah. Well, we're running out of time, unfortunately, but I wanted to mention that I've been twisting Ken's arm a little bit because I enjoyed his talk so much at DesignCon to maybe come present at Altium Live in October. So fingers crossed. So leave me a comment if you'd like to learn from Ken Wyatt at Altium Live. We'd love to have you. So I'm pretty sure we can make that happen.
And it was so nice to meet you at DesignCon, finally.
I know.
Isn't
that weird how you...
LinkedIn.
Yeah. Email. It's a funny thing where I feel like I've known you for a long time, but we'd never, you know, shaken each other's hand. It was a neat thing to be able to finally meet you in person. So I'm looking forward to...
I also invite any of the listeners to connect via LinkedIn. I'm quite active there, and every time I write an article, I'll post that fact in that platform.
And I'll share that. I'll share his LinkedIn profile in the show notes. And I highly recommend you do that as well, because that's how I got to know him and see all this great content he's putting out. And it was nice for you to mention Rick and Dan Beaker and all that, I feel, and Steve Sandler on the power integrity side. I feel very fortunate that, you know, through the podcast, through LinkedIn, through DesignCon, you know, Altium Live is now attracting really some of the industry's best experts, you know, to sort of get this message out, right? That, and hopefully bring the frustration down and the success up, you know, because I really feel a lot of compassion you know, for people have these either intermittent problems or a problem like it shouldn't be there, but yet it is. So appreciate what you're doing.
You know, podcasts like yours are very helpful to get some of the industry people talking about some of these issues. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I will tell you, you know, as we close here, that I get people reach out to me all the time from inside the design community, even on a global scale, saying, oh my gosh, Judy, you've plugged me into these people that I never know, or they live in Europe, they don't have access. And they're like, you know, it's plugged me into all these resources. And so, you know, it's what gets me up in the morning, Ken Wyatt. So thank you for joining in with us again. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in today and learning from Ken Wyatt. As I said, check out the show notes, connect with Ken on LinkedIn. And let us know if you'd like to see him speak at Altium Live, if that's something you're able to attend. So appreciate you, Ken. Appreciate our listeners. We'll see you next time. Remember to like, subscribe, and comment. Until next time, remember to always stay on track.